Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We are going to make America great again.
My fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Wednesday, May 10th, 2017, and we are coming to you, as always, from the RWB Network Studios here in New York, and broadcasted live by CRN, Digital Talk Radio. Hey, are you one of these true crime people? You follow with deep interest all of the various well-known criminals, studying their moves, watching their trials, trying to predict, perhaps, their next crime? Do you pay close attention to all the really bad people out there? The Scott Petersons, the Drew Petersons, the Long Island serial killer, Casey Anthony, perhaps Hillary Clinton? You know, the really, really nasty women and bad hombres. Well, how about this? Would you buy a home that one of them grew up in? Or would you be happy if you bought a home, only to find out it was the childhood home of one of America's most famous serial killers? Welcome to the world of David Truong of Tacoma, Washington. He recently found out that his new 1,400-square-foot home was the childhood residence of none other than one Ted Bundy. In fact, neither him nor his realtor knew about this little tidbit beforehand. They found out because the renovation contractor was having some eerie encounters and started to do some digging, no pun intended. While the realtor thinks this is really cool, Mr. Truong has yet to comment on it. Ooh, probably lawyering up. Alright, we got a big show today. First up, James Comey is now the former FBI director, while Democrats are blasting the decision. Most of us saw this coming about a mile away. Not only was this the right thing for President Trump to do, but it has further opened people's eyes to the hypocrisy of the left. And the everyday American is taking note. Also, in the wake of the firing of James Comey, we now get to hypothesize who his replacement might be. Some names have floated to the top, and we'll talk about them. If you thought confirming Neil Gorsuch was contentious, just wait. Also, we'll talk a little bit more about the Senate's plan to totally rework the American Health Care Act. With Senator Ted Cruz at the helm, what could possibly go wrong? We'll also talk about former President Barack Obama. He's warning the Italians about the dangers of cow farts. I'm not even kidding about this. And one tech company is starting to hit the skids. Could that sector be facing its next bubble burst? Very, very possible. We'll talk about that. Hey, guys, you got to follow me on Twitter, at Rhino on Air. That's at Rhino, R-Y-N-O on Air. Been pretty active the last 12 hours, if you haven't noticed. Also, check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. You can like us there, and you can always email me. You know this, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. We have a lot to talk about today. You're hearing some stuff, but we have more. Get another big show. Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your healthcare has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your healthcare.
Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Wednesday edition of the Rhino Report. Big shout outs to everyone listening on Red Nation Rising Radio, Streaming Talk Radio, KLRN Radio, WesternFreePress.com, and of course, CRNTalk.com. And you can check out all the older shows, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio, or of course, RhinoReport.com. They're all right there. You don't want to miss all the last couple weeks. We had a lot to say. A lot going on. You know, I had a good night last night. Yeah, I call it the trifecta. I did pretty well. My New York Mets won. The New York Rangers lost. They're out of the playoffs. Ottawa came through. And then James Comey got fired. That was some trifecta. You never would have put that one together. If you had gone up to the ticket window there and bought that trifecta, they would have looked at you like you had four heads. But that one came through. You know what? I thought if there was anything in this country Republicans and Democrats could agree on, it would have been that James Comey needed to go. We can't agree on what color the sky is, what color the grass is. We can't agree on anything. The division is so deep. It's that deep. But I thought, given what happened in October with James Comey reopening this Hillary investigation, and then back in July with James Comey reading off the 14-minute indictment and explaining how there was extreme carelessness, a synonym for gross negligence, yet exonerating Hillary, I thought we both kind of didn't like him. I thought we both thought to ourselves, this guy's got to go. And no matter who the president was going to be, James Comey wouldn't be in his position for much longer. It came as somewhat of a surprise. It was in the afternoon. Of course, after this show. Can't happen during the show. Happens after the show. Right? That's what makes this hard to talk about sometimes. Is when you have breaking news that happens at like 4 p.m. Eastern after we've been off the air for an hour. Then it's the echo chamber sets in. And you try to be profound and say something that nobody else has said over the course of the last 12 or 16 hours. It makes it tough. But I thought we could agree on this. I guess not. They're calling it Nixonian. The Democrats are calling this Nixonian. I never even heard that word before. They're like a bunch of second graders. When they hear a new word, they just say it and say it and say it. What's Nixonian about this? The Saturday Night Massacre? There are no comparisons. If you know how to read, if you have even the most basic proficiency in American history, there are no comparisons. There was a criminal investigation. There was an indictment before all that happened. There is no investigation into Donald Trump as it pertains to any collusion with the Russian government. There is nothing there. There's no criminal investigation. There was a criminal investigation, however, into Hillary Clinton. She did commit thousands of crimes, if you count each email. Just the sheer fact that this private server was in an unsecured location, that in and of itself is a crime. Because she was Secretary of State, because she had access to SAPs, to classified emails, top secret emails, that is a crime. There was a criminal investigation there. And I bet there'll be another criminal investigation. That's coming. Make no mistake, that is coming. But I thought we could agree. Both sides just weren't that happy with James Comey. He fancied himself to be above board. right? He couldn't be swayed by politics, even though there were numerous reports of how he did whatever Loretta Lynch wanted. Remember, she didn't recuse herself from the Hillary investigation. After meeting with Hillary's husband on the tarmac in Arizona, there was no recusal. She said she would just accept whatever the FBI came up with. After meeting with them several times to go over vernacular. You can't call this an investigation. It's a matter. The Hillary Clinton email scandal matter. That's what it was. James Comey wasn't that above board. He was really more interested in thinking that he could sleep at night, hoping he could sleep at night, telling himself he was above board, that he was beyond the reach of the politics in Washington. It's impossible. There is no way you can be beyond the reach of politics in Washington. And I gotta tell you, by the sheer fact that he was fired by President Trump tells you President Trump might be the only person in Washington the FBI doesn't have dirt on. Would you fire someone that had a lot of dirt on you? Perhaps treasonous dirt? Oh, the Democrats are screaming, treason! This is treasonous! There is a 10-year contract for the director of the FBI, but you serve at the pleasure of the president. The president is allowed to do away with you if he sees fit. And he was informed by the Deputy Attorney General and the Attorney General that James Comey was not performing his job as he should. Just like Sally Yates. And that's what they're saying, right? Oh, first it was Preet Bharara. He got rid of the U.S. Attorney, Preet Bharara. Every president cleans house. They get rid of all of the U.S. attorneys. The only reason Preet Bharara was still on for a little while was because he was working the de Blasio case, which he totally screwed up. De Blasio took money from donors and then gave those donors favors. It's clear as day. Bharara screwed it up, perhaps because he knew he was getting canned. And then it's Sally Yates. He got rid of Sally Yates. The impeccable Sally Yates. He got rid of her. Well, guess what? She was a holdover. You don't want somebody else's person there. Sally Yates had a conversation with the White House counsel about Lieutenant General Michael Flynn 35 seconds later. WAPO and the New York Times knows about it. Do you think the White House leaked that? Would they leak that kind of information? Or perhaps was it Sally Yates? So she's gone. She also refused to do her job. She was fired for insubordination. You are not a judge. You are not on the Supreme Court. You don't get to determine whether or not the president's executive orders are legal. The legal counsel within the DOJ said that this thing was fine. If you don't perform your job, you get fired. That's what the American people voted for. They were tired of the corruption, the nepotism, the you get to be a supervisor just because you've been there 20 years. If you don't do your job, you get fired. Welcome to the world of President Trump. Nobody is pissed off about this, except for perhaps James Comey, and apparently Chuckles. Chuckles is really mad, so mad he wouldn't even answer questions as to why it's an egregious act to fire Comey now and not when Chuckles wanted him to, or Harry Reid for that matter. This had to happen. It was only a matter of time. And we'll go over 10 more reasons why this had to happen when we come back.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. With a call to National Tax Helpline, you can stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call now for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Tax Helpline. 800-565-7933. That's 800-565-7933 for free information. 800-565-7933. That's 800-565-7933.
If you have a loved one you think has a drug or alcohol problem, listen closely to this message. The clock is ticking on your family, and when it stops, someone dies. Alcohol and drug-related deaths have doubled in the last few years. You don't have time to wait. If you think your loved one has an issue, call Ken Seeley Rehab now. Let us help your family. We'll focus on fixing the core issues and help your entire family heal. And we are not just another revolving treatment center. You're not just another number to us. You're a family. We can help your family heal the shame and the pain of addiction. Ken Seeley Rehab accepts most PPO insurance policies. If this is you, call now. We want to help.
800-978-4814. 800-978-4814. 800-978-4814. That's 800-978-4814.
Kahanapali Beach Hotel.
Experience your home away from home, being beachfront at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Begin your getaway, relaxing on over 11 acres of tropical Hawaiian gardens at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel, voted Best Aloha Spirit by Hawaii Magazine readers. Just walking around the grounds with all the tropical vegetation, relaxing poolside, or kicking back in the sun on the world-renowned Kaanapali Beach makes you feel like you're home in paradise. There's a package to fit all your needs. Wedding, honeymoon, activities, private parties, great food, or just good old beach fun. The hotel perpetuates the Hawaiian tradition at its best. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Welcome back to this Wednesday edition of the Rhino Report. Check out all the older episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio. Lots of stuff going on today. We can't agree. Can't agree on the firing of James Comey. The left thinks it's treasonous. It's Nixonian. All of these big words they just learned. I think there's one person sitting at the DNC with perhaps a dictionary or something like that, maybe even a thesaurus, if they know what that is, and they just come up with these words, and then they all just spout them out. They're very well orchestrated. The Democrats are very good at getting their message out. The only problem is nobody agrees with them. We keep telling them that we don't like your message, and they just keep actually going further to the extreme with their message. Now, the Deputy Attorney General, Rosenstein, who wrote the initial letter to President Trump that James Comey should be no more, he is fairly well respected. He was actually confirmed by the Senate 94-6. That is rather bipartisan. And you know what? Donald Trump just accepted the recommendation. That's what you do when you run a business. See, the way government has been working for the last 200 or so years is that you appoint people below you to be yes men and yes women. People who are there who think that you're the king, that you'll do what they want. They're B people, they're B players. Any smart business owner knows you don't hire B people, you hire A people. Because that makes your job a little bit easier when you can trust the person who's in charge of a certain department, or perhaps the DOJ, or something of that nature, you can trust their ability to make a decision and not have to micromanage. When you're in charge of a large empire that has 600 or 700 different companies within it, you cannot micromanage what the janitor is doing at one of your locations. It's just not possible. That's why you have to hire A people. And when Democrats see A people, they get a little upset. They don't like that, because Democrats only hire people that they think are less than them. Less than them. If you're as smart as a Democrat, they get very, very offended. They call you names right away to the ad hominem all the time. Happened to me last night on Twitter. Happened to me right away. Someone doesn't like what I say, and all of a sudden, I'm every word in the book. That's okay. I can take it. I worked in a prison. I've been called worse. These little betas don't offend me. Not in the least little bit. I've been called worse by bigger. I can guarantee you that. Now, in this letter from Mr. Rosenstein, he said that Comey laid out his version of the facts for the news media as if it were a closing argument, but without a trial. It is a textbook example of what federal prosecutors and agents are taught not to do. And he's talking about the Hillary Clinton email matter. That's what he's talking about here with that July 5th press conference. There were several mentions of this in the initial letter from Rosenstein to the president that had a cover letter from AG Sessions on it. Does that tell you perhaps that maybe they're thinking about reopening this thing, reinvestigating? The whole thing was botched from the beginning. Totally botched from the beginning. When they interviewed Hillary Clinton at her home, you know, July 4th weekend, remember that? No one took notes. There was no notes. Even the smallest town sheriff in this country, when you interview somebody, you take notes. That's like day one of police school, is when you interview, you take notes. And then you go back and you re-interview a couple of weeks later, and guess what? You take notes then too. Because now you can compare the notes, and you can do statement analysis, and you can see whether or not they're telling the truth or not. This is very, very simple stuff. I thought the FBI would learn this when they go to Quantico. The whole investigation was totally, totally screwed up. And it was screwed up at the direction of Loretta Lynch. James Comey was not above playing politics. He was very much entrenched in the politics. Like everybody else in Washington, he was more concerned about keeping his job than actually getting down to the nitty-gritty, getting the truth. There is no room for truth in Washington, D.C. But there's going to be. One of my favorite parts about yesterday, besides the nice trifecta I hit, was Donald Trump's tweet when he was talking to Chuck Schumer. And he ended the tweet with the hashtag, drain the swamp. The president had said after he was elected that he would let go of that a little bit. But now, he's reaching back for it. Because that's what we voted for. He knows that's what we want. And this was just another move, another plug being pulled on that swamp. James Comey was the plug, and now he's gone. And we'll talk about who might be replacing him when we come back. Do not go anywhere.
This is the Mungle on Movies. I'm Matt Mungle. I am not the only one excited to see Goldie Hawn return to the big screen in the new R-rated comedy Snatched. Goldie is as well.
For me to be able to, you know, get up there and be funny with maybe the funniest woman in the world, and who I have tremendous, amazing respect for, is like the greatest thing ever. I mean, talk about playing in the field of greatness. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Oh, she's always box office gold to me. For reviews, interviews, and more, go to MungleShow.com or follow me on Twitter @TheMungle.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's to see the memorabilia of movie stars and theatrical magic right in downtown Fullerton, California. See the Art of the Masters, an Italian town square complete with storefronts of old Italian butchers and cheesemongers, fruit and wine vendors, seamstresses showing their wares, fairy lights from cathedral ceilings, and our ancestors smiling down at you from the family love altar. The Romance of Romeo and Juliet, and find the mystical Room of the Moon. And don't forget King Kong, Dracula, Frankenstein, and who knows what awaits you in the wine cellar. Enjoy the great food. We hand stuff our pastas, roll each and every tortellini, bake our own bread, make our own sauces fresh from our private stock of Sicilian family recipes. From pasta to seafood, chicken to award-winning pizzas, tiramisu flown in from Rome. If you can't find something on our menu to tempt you, you don't like Italian food. Try our Sunday brunch, just $18.95, and Angelo's and Vinci's has been named 2 years in a row best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4020.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Three friends, three unique perspectives. You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Sean Connery.
He could be 109. I'd still go out with him.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Where's Lewis?
He knows. He knows.
There's something called a hall pass.
There's a hall pass? No hall passes in my life.
So. Maybe you need to renegotiate that agreement.
Doug, Jen, and Victoria weekdays at 3 a.m. Pacific, 6 a.m. Eastern on CRN.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. So one of my favorite things every morning, I look forward to this every morning, is I open up the Twitter and I gotta see what the president has tweeted. I mean, it's really, it can be rather entertaining at times. This morning, he is in full defense mode on his decision to fire FBI Director James Comey. The first one: the Democrats have said some of the worst things about James Comey, including the fact that he should be fired, but now they play so sad. We should get that song from, what is it, Sinatra, Send in the Clowns? We should get that, right? Play that when you read this one out loud. Also, James Comey will be replaced by someone who will do a far better job bringing back the spirit and prestige of the FBI. All right, that's a pretty good one. We also had Comey lost the confidence of almost everyone in Washington, Republican and Democrat alike. When things calm down, they will be thanking me. All right, so the president, you know, he's right. He's right. No one really liked this guy. I think everyone kind of knew he was full of it when he said he didn't play politics. Everyone knew he was playing politics, not only last summer, but there are lots of instances You know, look at the Boston Marathon bombing. The FBI interviewed Tsarnaev and let him go. Russia even warned Obama about Tsarnaev, but the FBI opted against investigating him. You also have the FBI is still holding some metadata and spying from us, all of our information. When that whole NSA thing blew up, well, the FBI had information on all of us too, and they still have all that. The FBI had possession of emails by Nadal Hassan saying he wanted to kill soldiers. And of course, we know how that ended at Fort Hood. 31 Americans dead. Could have been prevented. You also have the Obama administration. The FBI claimed that two private jets were being used primarily for counterterrorism, when in fact they were being used for Eric Holder and Robert Mueller's business and personal travel. We have that happened under the watchful eye of James Comey. We have the whole thing with San Bernardino with that phone, right? The FBI, he wanted to get this phone cracked in the worst way. And everyone said, you know what? You're kind of opening Pandora's box with this. And he went out there and said in public, we have to get someone to crack this phone. We have to hire somebody. And then all of a sudden, they were able to crack it on their own. They could have just kept shut. But now they know the technology is out there. We have the 2015 raid of a Texas political meeting, right? When they seized a whole bunch of stuff, phones, people who were at the meeting. And this was a group that perhaps was looking to restore Texas as an independent constitutional republic. They raided that thing. We all know about Hillary Clinton. We all know about what happened here. He gave immunity to people and allowed them to destroy their laptops. Evidence. He allowed the destruction of evidence. Gave out tons of immunity. What about the one from Omar Mateen, the Pulse nightclub? Omar Mateen would tell anybody who listened that he was a terrorist. The FBI investigates him. And then after 10 months says, nah, this guy's fine. Well, what happened then? 49 dead, 53 injured at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. He's made a lot of mistakes. The Draw Muhammad contest in Garland, Texas. They knew that attack was coming. In fact, they had undercover agents with the Islamics there. Why did no one stop this? This all happened under the watchful eye of James Comey. This is not a political decision. This is a good decision to get rid of him. It's always unfortunate when someone loses their job. But the American people have no faith in the FBI right now, which is a shame, because they are a tremendous law enforcement body. They are perhaps the best in the world. They were just headed up by a political hack. That's what he was. He did whatever Obama wanted. Do you think that there had to be a reason why Obama appointed him? It wasn't because he was hard on crime. The Obama administration was anything but tough on crime. They let the criminals run ruckshaw in this country. Now it's up to President Trump to clean it up. And if you have to get rid of the sheriff of Nottingham to do it, that's what you do. And that's why he's gone. You have the former assistant director of the FBI is telling Breitbart that Comey completely screwed up the whole Clinton investigation. Completely screwed the whole thing up, on purpose perhaps. That's sort of what's being intimated here. Like I said, they didn't take any notes during the interview with Hillary. That's what you do when you investigate somebody, you interview, you take notes, you take recordings. You have to know what they said. You can't say, Bob, what did she say about that email thing again? You can't do that. That's not how you run a competent investigation. And I feel bad for the FBI agents who were doing this, who were dedicating their lives, who were missing family time. Because he bungled this whole thing. The whole thing. That's why they're going to reopen this. I really feel in my heart of hearts they're going to reopen this. I love the Democrats today saying, well, Donald Trump said he had confidence in Comey. And then if he didn't, he should have fired him on day one if he didn't have confidence in him. He's lying, and that's treasonous. Do you know how the business world operates? Let me give you a little hint. You could be sitting with somebody, okay? Let's say you have a distributor. You sell a widget, and you buy the widget from the distributor. You may hate that distributor. You may think he charges way too much money for a widget. But when you're at a press release, and you're shaking hands, and you're kissing babies, That guy's the best guy in the world. You love him in public. You absolutely love him. You wait for him to raise that price of the widget 1 cent, and then all of a sudden, he wants to spend more time with his family. That's how it happens in the business world. They have not grasped the concept yet that this is no longer a country with nepotism, a country with merit or seniority gives you merit. This is not what's happening anymore. There's accountability, which is the number one thing Democrats are scared of. They don't want to be accountable for anything. It's always somebody else's fault. Right? That's everything. Every part of their platform is it's somebody else's fault, which is why 67% of Americans, according to ABC and WAPO, the most corrupt polling places on the planet, think the Democrats are out of touch. The average American sees what happens here. And they've heard Hillary for the last 6 months say, it's Comey's fault that I lost. And they go, what? He fired Comey. What's the big deal? Didn't they get what they wanted? This is not a political disaster for Donald Trump. This is a political disaster for the entire Democrat Party. He is picking them off one by one. They think they're going to win in 2018. They're losing. Losing big time. Trump is winning. Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your healthcare has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your healthcare. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
Join Gary Sinise as he presents the Concert for Defenders, honoring our military and first responder communities, with special guest stars Five for Fighting, Catherine McPhee, and Gary Sinise and the Lieutenant Dan Band. RSVP today for tickets, concertfordefenders.com. Mark the date, May 12th, the free concert. Mark the day, Friday, May 12th, at the VA Hospital Jackie Robinson Stadium parking lot, 100 Constitution Avenue in Los Angeles, California. There will be food trucks and the big concert with Five for Fighting, an appearance by Catherine McPhee, Gary Sinise, and the Lieutenant Dan Band. RSVP today, the big free concert May 12th. Go to concertfordefenders.com. Again, see Gary Sinise and the Lieutenant Dan Band, Catherine McPhee, the Concert for Defenders. Contact us at concertfordefenders.com. That's concertfordefenders.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. Check out all the older episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio, or, of course, RhinoReport.com. And you can subscribe to the show on your favorite podcasting site, and it will get sent right to your pocket. How convenient is that? What's better than having me in your pocket? So now we have to move forward. We got to move forward and try and figure out who the next FBI director is going to be. There are a lot of names out there. Currently, the deputy director, Andrew McCabe, does that name sound familiar? It should. He's the acting FBI director right now. They probably just told him, sit in the office, twiddle your thumbs for the next few weeks, and then you can return to your previous duties. He was the one whose wife took all that money from Terry McAuliffe's PAC, $467,000 to be exact, to run a state Senate campaign. Not U.S. Senate, state Senate. That's a lot of money for a state Senate run. A lot of money. Also took $200,000 from the Virginia Democrat Party. He was the one in charge of the Hillary investigation. Yeah, it all kind of comes around full circle, doesn't it? Yeah, you know. they all kind of run in the same circles, these people. So he'll be there for a little while, and then they got to figure out who they're going to put up to try and get, you know, into this seat and get confirmed to be the new FBI director. Kelly Ayotte, her name is floating around, former U.S. Senator out of New Hampshire. Okay, you know, maybe my pick here, I like Trey Gowdy. I love Trey Gowdy for FBI director. The left would hate that because all of a sudden we're looking into Benghazi again, aren't we? All of a sudden we're looking into Hillary again. We're looking into Fast and Furious again. We're looking into lots of things that sort of got swept under the rug if Trey Gowdy's in charge of the FBI. He would be really good there. Also, you're hearing the name just a little bit float around. Chris Christie. What do you think about that? Not a very popular governor right now in New Jersey. Very popular at one point, not so popular now because CNN totally torpedoed him with this whole Bridgegate thing. I've talked about that ad nauseum. But he, you know, perhaps again, a federal prosecutor, very successful, very close to the president. So perhaps Chris Christie, maybe a Republican governor in a very Democrat state. I don't think he'll get bipartisan support for this, but you know what? Who cares? I don't care what the Democrats want, to be completely honest with you. The one you're hearing as the front runner right now is this John Pistol. All right, he's a former FBI deputy director from 2004 to 2010. One of the problems I have with this guy is the pronunciation of his name, Pistol. It's P-I-S-T-O-L-E. That's Pistoli. That's not Pistol. But this guy is probably about as Italian as a mozzarella stick. Pistoli. They call him Pistol. He's tight with Vice President Pence, so you know, that may have some bearing here. He's a prominent expert on terrorism. You know, so are all these people. They all claim to be experts on terrorism. He's the current president of Anderson University. I've never heard of that, but apparently that's where he went to school. And he had a leading role there at the TSA. And yeah, we should probably hold that against him. I don't think anybody involved with the TSA should have anything to do with the FBI. The TSA needs to be gone. That's a total sham what's going on with the TSA. That should be privatized. They're spending lots and lots of money there. I don't feel any safer, do you? I mean, look what's happening on United Airlines. They're not controlling that. They can't keep us safe from ourselves. Somehow they're supposed to keep us safe from terrorists. But as long as they keep body scanning the 82-year-old women, you know, that's, they think they're doing their job. I don't know. I'm not sure who really fits. You know, for me, it's Trey Gowdy. You know, for Washington, you know, maybe Ayotte, maybe this Pistol guy. I hate the way he says that, but I guess that's how we have to pronounce it. You know, Chris Christie. I thought if Preet Bharara had gotten a conviction on Bill de Blasio, which I believe a first-year law student probably could have done. If not even a jailhouse lawyer could have made a better case than Preet Bharara did. I thought perhaps he would be the guy in line for this, but I think he screwed that case up on purpose, and that is going to negate him from any talk here with the FBI director. So we'll see what happens here. Guys, it's an echo chamber out there. Everybody's talking about this. There's not a whole lot of original thought out there on this, but the takeaway is that this was a good move, this was a strong move, and in many ways it was a bipartisan move. You see, Donald Trump could go to the bathroom and wipe his butt with his left hand, and they'll have a problem with that. The left will have a problem with that. They'll say, you know, he's being derogatory to them somehow. It doesn't matter what he does. You can't listen to people like that who are going to be obstructionists. They are the opposition party. They have made that very, very clear. They are the resistance. So excuse me. So I don't think, I think the average person sees this and goes, you know what? There was a lot of talk with Comey. There was a lot of both sides of the mouth. And he was really embroiled in the politics of Washington. And he was used as a puppet of the Obama administration since his inception there with them, with the FBI. And I think the average person sees this, and no matter what the Democrats say, they hated him in October, they love him today, that's on display. The hypocrisy is rich, as it always is with them. The average person sees it. Forget about New York, forget about L.A., San Francisco, and D.C. It's the rest of the country that elected Donald Trump and that are looking at this and applauding this move. All right, when we come back, let's talk a little bit about a tech company that may be on the verge of going under, and could that be a bellwether for the rest of them?
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. With a call to National Tax Helpline, you can stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call now for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Tax Helpline. 800-565-7933. That's 800-565-7933 for free information. 800-565-7933. That's 800-565-7933.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
To 14th, the showroom at South Point invites you to remember the enchanting music of Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
The memories, the great times.
Tickets at the box office, online at SouthPointCasino.com or charged by phone 702-797-8055. Gary Puckett and the Union Gap at the South Point.
All right, guys, welcome back. This is the last segment of today's show. Got a little carried away today with the Comey stuff, but this is big news. It's big happenings. It's something different to talk about. We've been talking about Russia and healthcare and all this stuff for the last, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, so it gave us something a little bit different to talk about, and I'm sure we'll keep going with this over the course of the next couple of weeks with who is nominated to take over Comey's spot there. Is it Pistol Pistoli? You know, you don't see a whole lot of Italians working with the FBI, do you? Not too many, unless they flipped them. That's about the only time you see it. But, yeah, so we'll see what happens here. I wanted to talk about healthcare, but we'll do that tomorrow. We can do that tomorrow. Because this is even better. This is better than healthcare. This is your former president warning the Italians about the dangers of cow farts. I'm not even joking about this. So he arrives by a private jet using 14 different vehicles and a helicopter in Milan, Italy on Monday, and he says, this is all for global warming, just FYI. His carbon footprint was roughly that of the entire George Washington Bridge backup during Bridgegate times 1,000, That's roughly his carbon footprint to show up to this thing to tell us about how bad climate change and global warming is. And he says, as people want to increase meat consumption, okay, I'm not making this up. These are his words. As people want to increase meat consumption, that in turn is spiking the growth of greenhouse emissions coming out of the agricultural sector. He is not referring to the John Deere tractor, because you don't pick up cows and bring them around with the John Deere tractor. He's referring to the cow farts, the methane gas. They're ruining the ozone layer. This is your former president. These are the severe issues. You see, I'm for global warming. You know why I'm for it? Because in 10 years, if Al Gore is right, I'm going to have beachfront property. Yeah, I'm going to have beachfront property. I've done the measurements. And that is going to be great for my property values. So bring it on. The cows should fart and fart and fart. This guy is something else. He's made $3 million from talking about cow farts. He's making $400,000 talking with Cantor Fitzgerald. I mean, it's unbelievable how much money this guy is making just spewing all of this crap. Absolute garbage. When you start to sound like Al Gore, you need to look in the mirror and seriously rethink who you are. What have you done wrong in your life that you are channeling Al Gore, the guy who thinks he invented the internet? Speaking of internet, you know, I miss Obama. These were some great stories we had with him. That made for some really fun shows. Speaking of the internet, Yelp. You guys, Yelp is legal extortion. That's what Yelp is. When you put an ad up, or not an ad, but like a listing on Yelp, like, hey, come to my restaurant, somebody reviews the ad and they give you a bad review, okay? Maybe the food sucked or whatever, not your fault. Maybe the chef didn't like you, didn't wash his hands, was avoiding customs, whatever it is. So somebody gives you a bad review, and then Yelp calls you and says, you know what? There are some bad reviews on here, and if you pay to advertise with us, perhaps we could, you know, get rid of a few of them. It's extortion, and people are finally learning about this, and their stock is plummeting. It was at $42 a share, roughly, in February. It's at $28 a share now, because these local little companies, they're not advertising with them anymore. They don't care what the Yelp reviewers say. They paid this money, and now they're saying, you know what? I don't care. Who cares? I'm not going to pay for the advertising. They'll write whatever they want. Donald Trump's president. That's what they... So Yelp, you know, could it be a bellwether for the tech sector? Very possible. Google kind of a little flat lately. Hey, guys, a big thank you to all of those serving our country at home and abroad. A big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all the hard work. Please keep it up. And above all, please stay safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great rest of your day. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.